streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a Friday. It is remarkable how many stories we have today. It's unbelievable. So glad I didn't take the week off like many others. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Joy Taylor is joining me. It is great to be here. It's crazy. Stories breaking. Stories happening.
There's a lot going on right now.
There is a ton going on right now.
These are supposed to be the, not the slow weeks, because we're in the meat of the NBA season, but football's just
the gift that keeps on giving.
It is.
So, now, you were a little sister, right?
I am a little sister to many people.
Okay, to who?
I have two older sisters and an older brother.
So, and you've done well for yourself, right?
I feel like I have, yes.
And that must be very rewarding.
It is. It's nice to be rewarded for hard work.
Okay, so I am the little brother. I had an older sister. It's very rewarding, although my sister and I get along great. And you get along great with your family.
I do.
But in Los Angeles, the little brother's the Clippers.
Yes.
And the big brother's the Lakers. In fact, Jeannie Buss was caught, there was some quote a couple years ago, kind of rolling her eyes at the Clippers' brief success. Well, the Clippers hammered the Lakers again last night. Lakers don't like that. And they were embarrassed again. And so the Clippers went 4-for-4 hammering the Lakers, and they didn't have Kawhi for any of them. And they didn't have Paul George for 3 of them. And LeBron played in almost all of them. And they crushed the Lakers again. And the Lakers haven't won since the All-Star break. Yeah. I don't remember a trade in recent memory in any sport that was worse than the Westbrook deal. Now, I'm going to try to be nice. But let's be honest about this. 2 years ago, the Lakers were champions of the NBA. 52-19. Won the title. And last year, remember, They were 19-8 when LeBron and Anthony Davis were healthy. They gave the Suns fits. They crushed the Suns in Game 3 of a 7-game series. They led the Suns 2-1 and rolled them in Game 3. And it looked like they were starting to take over the series against Phoenix, who ended up in the finals, and I think is going to win it this year. AD got hurt. Last year was not a chemistry issue. LeBron loved playing with Caruso and KCP and Anthony Davis. Everybody was getting along. Frank Vogel, Anthony Davis, LeBron James. And then Westbrook happened. And all it takes is one bad ingredient. If you're making cookies tomorrow and you confuse salt and sugar, you ruined them. That's all it takes. In the NFL, a bad fit, cut him, trade him. It's a huge locker room. At halftime, offensive guys go to one side of the room. Defensive guys go to the other side of the room. NBA, one bad fit, blows up a team. This is a disaster. Let's not be mean, but let's be honest about this. This team won the championship 2 years ago. And last year, when LeBron and AD were healthy, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think they were co-favorites to win the championship. And they had Phoenix, a great team, backed into a corner. And then they traded for Westbrook. And now they're 0-4 against the Clippers. Can't beat them without Kawhi and Paul George. Hammered by them. Haven't won a game since the All-Star break. And chemistry was not the problem here early. Kuzma and LeBron never really fit. They were fine together. I mean, Kuzma, as you've seen, has always been a good B player in the NBA. It's not like they were arguing. Their games didn't fit. And LeBron sometimes gets frustrated with young players. But Carmelo's come here. Been great. Dwight Howard, who can be a little kooky, he fits great with LeBron. Remember the bubble year? We were all like, Dwight's like shockingly good. It's just Westbrook. And what happens in the NBA when you get that bad fit? I'm not saying bad person. I'm not even saying bad player. I'm saying bad fit. Let's be nice about this. He's not a good fit. He's not a bad person. I don't think he's a bad player. He's not a winning player. He's not, he's going to make the Hall of Fame. But in the NBA, when you get a guy and the fit is bad, look at the headlines 2 years ago in LA. Champions, dynasty potential. Look at the headlines last year. If they could only stay healthy. Look at the headlines this year when Westbrook arrives. LeBron talks about going back to Cleveland. Trade AD, fire Vogel. Rob Pelinka doesn't know what he's doing. It poisons everything. One bad ingredient, ruin the cookies. You ruin everything. And that's the way it works in the NBA. Contracts more guaranteed, harder to cut, trade. In the NBA, the only way you can trade a guy that's expensive, you have to find an equal contract. The NBA does that. NFL doesn't. You can get rid of guys in the NFL easily if they're bad fits. That's why you should take more risks in the NFL. Take more risks. Go get an OBJ. Move off him very quickly. NBA, you can't. You get trapped. So I look at this right now, and you got to move off him. Last night... And again, I'll say this, a couple of years ago, you got to give Westbrook credit. He's been humbled. He was so ridiculous with the Oklahoma media years ago. Oklahoma media was asking legitimate questions, and he was just fighting with everybody. He's still a little argumentative, but he's got a smile on his face. But people were asking him. Bill Oram was asking him after the game last night, what do you make of this year, Russ?
What did I envision?
I suppose I would imagine some wins.
I mean, you say based on what I envision, I want to know what you think I envision.
I would have, but you envisioned coming here and winning a championship, or at least being in a position to win a championship.
I had no expectations. See, that's why you don't know what I envision. I had no expectation. I come into every situation the same. Last 4 years of me, I've been on different teams four times. So my envision of kind of think everything going to be peaches and cream, I don't, that's not realistic. That's not life.
But nobody thought it would be this. The chemistry was good. The coaching was fine. Last year, they took the Suns 6 games. AD doesn't get hurt. Most believed the Lakers were going to win that series. They are now a bottom five team in the league. They haven't won since the All-Star break. They got swept by the Clippers. Kawhi didn't play in any of them. Paul George didn't play in 3 of them. And they can't compete. It's bad. You got to move off Westbrook. All right, this story just broke 10 minutes before the show. The Cowboys are going to release Amari Cooper, according to Adam Schefter. Likely to release him. He's due $20 million, fully guaranteed money, the fifth day of the new year. Don't like it. Don't think it's smart. I'll tell you why. So now you're left with CeeDee Lamb, who had one catch against the Niners in a playoff game and got a bad case of the drops last year. Cedric Wilson, a nice number three. Michael Gallup, if you re-sign him off ACL, you also may lose your top tight end. We know what's happening with the league, right? We're all paying attention. You can have a bad offensive line and get to the Super Bowl. I never believed that was possible. And then the Cincinnati Bengals happened. Cincinnati Bengals had a weak linebacking core, a bad offensive line, and made the Super Bowl. Why? Quarterback, great weapons. That's the league. That's the rules. What's interesting is there's a story this morning. The Rams are going to strike a deal and bring OBJ back. Now, think about that. Rams already have the number one volume receiver in the entire league in Cooper Kupp. And when I say volume receiver, I'm not talking 80, 90 catches. Double it. They've got Van Jefferson, excellent three. Robert Woods, excellent number two coming back. And they drafted two receivers last year. One a possession guy from Notre Dame, played in the playoff game, big catch. And a young man from Ole Miss who's small and got hurt, but explosive. And they're bringing OBJ back. They're like, no. And that's with Sean McVay, who elevates everybody, and with Matt Stafford, viewed as the best quarterback, late-game quarterback in the NFL this year. And they're bringing OBJ back because Les Snead's telling you. And I'd be shocked if they – I said this a month ago. They're going to draft another receiver. I would be shocked if they didn't. And the Rams are sending you a message. And the message is you can't have enough guys on the perimeter. Look at Kansas City. Look at Tampa. Look at all the teams that were left. Look at Cincinnati. Look at the Rams. Look at Buffalo. Look at all these teams that were left. Even Tennessee. And we don't think of them as dynamic. They had two great receivers and a world-class running back. It's a weapons league now. I would not move off Amari Cooper. The other thing is that if you look at Dak's numbers with Amari Cooper and without, okay, they are stark. He is not the same quarterback. In nine games without him, folks, he's 63% completion percentage, 86 passer rating, loses 60 yards a game. That is a different quarterback. And the other thing is, and I'll tell you what this is, there's a maturity with him and a reliability with Amari I like and appreciate. I would move off Zeke in 30 seconds. Tony Pollard, at this point, is a better running back than Zeke. I mean, I watched every Cowboy game. You watched them. In most games, I thought Tony Pollard was more dynamic and more explosive and inexpensive. I wouldn't do this. I know you're all watching the combine. I know you're all watching the combine. Those Ohio State guys, they're running around. You're not going to get them. They're going to be gone. Okay, you're not going to get all those fast receivers. They're all going to be gone. Because it's a weapons league, and you're not drafting high enough. You're a playoff team, so you're drafting near the bottom of the first round. So you're not getting those guys, those four or five guys everybody at the combine, myself included, freaking out about. I don't like this at all. I think the LA Rams are sending you a message. We're kind of deep at receiver. We're going to bring OBJ back. Now, he may not play for a while, but they don't even need him. He's not even going to be healthy enough to play most of the next year. And they're like, no. We're going to keep him. We're going to keep him on the payroll. We think he has value. And I think they know it better than I do. I think that's the trend in the NFL. I don't like that. I'd bring back Amari Cooper and figure something else out. All right. So we talked about the combine yesterday. And I think Joy and I both agree. It can help people. There's a history of it. And by the way, it can expose some things. I mean, you'll see guys who aren't going to do great in the shuttle, pass on the shuttle. You'll see guys, quarterbacks a lot of times don't want to throw. There was somebody yesterday, I'll only do the bench press. I mean, you play to your strengths. But I thought one player changed his life yesterday. Talk about that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches.
Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Michelin wipers. Weather's nasty. Get them. See clearly. Drive confidently. Get them at Amazon Prime. MichelinWipers.com. So I said about this draft, it's not going to be a real sexy draft. It's a lot of offensive linemen. I don't think it's a great quarterback draft. I said there's two people that I think feel like first-round draft picks, quarterback-wise. Kenny Pickett, my concerns are low ceiling. Why'd it take him 5 years to pop? Don't love him. Looks pretty good. The other kid, I said there's something there, but all I had was YouTube videos because I don't watch Liberty football, is Malik Willis. I mean, he just looked big and dominant. He looked like Trey Lance. I know Trey Lance. I met Trey Lance. And after I met him, I said, I feel like that's a franchise quarterback personality-wise. And so this is really first glance stuff for me of like Malik Willis. And I've seen enough. I would draft him 4, 5, 6. He's had a remarkable week. But not just the football stuff. There was a piece of video yesterday that came out of Malik Willis helping a homeless man. I know what you're saying, Colin. Oh, it's probably set up. No, it was not set up. Somebody across the street opening his suitcase on a cold day in Indianapolis, handing shirts to a homeless man. Now, that alone is not enough to draft him, but people at Liberty raced to Twitter to tell us that was a normal thing and quite really all about what Malik Willis is about. Then I also saw him at the combine. Okay, that was impressive. 80-yard throws, ripped. Big arm down the field, listening to Rich Eisen and others freak out. The kid is just a big-time athlete. So, again, this matters to me because I don't have much video of him. I got 4 years of Kenny Pickett. I had 2 years of Joe Burrow. I got no video of him. And so, big, strong kid character. And then he stepped to the microphone, and I'm sorry, but I made my decision after this.
I mean, I think it's just my willingness to, you know, learn, my willingness to try to be great, and the physical tools I was blessed with, and I think my work ethic.
And what's that like for a guy your age to know you could be the face of a franchise, you know, right away?
I mean, I feel like I'm a good person, so I don't think it'd be too crazy. I mean, I just have to study a little bit more for the playbook and stuff.
All right. I've heard enough. I've seen enough. I'm drafting Malik Willis. Oh, Colin, what do you make of it? I'll tell you what I make of it. Years ago, there was a moment, it lasted about 2 seconds, and I said it showed character from Dak Prescott. The camera was on him because he's the Cowboy quarterback, but he walked by the bench of the Dallas Cowboys. He wasn't on the field. The defense was. Dak Prescott walked by a paper cup on the field, and it bothered him. So conscientious, it bothered him. He circled back, grabbed the paper cup, put it in the garbage, walked on, and I said, okay, that is something. It's the same thing managers are taught to do. This is an old trick by managers, purposely putting garbage on the hallway and seeing if employees stop to pick it up. Doesn't mean you're a better human, but it means you're conscientious. And when I saw that with Dak, I said, I don't love his arm. I don't think he's an arm talent of note, but that matters. And Jerry Jones saw that, and Jerry Jones signed Dak, and Jerry Jones has seen Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach. And Jerry Jones played college football and knows football well enough to know what a great quarterback talent is. But you know why he signed Dak? He trusts him. He likes him. His character matters. You know what's funny about football? You can have character issues at virtually every position, and you'll tolerate it. Quarterback's the opposite. You can have talent limitations, and people will tolerate it. If you have great character, it matters. I looked at the draft order this morning. And if I was the Panthers at 6, the Falcons at 8, the Broncos at 9, the Commanders at 11, and the Vikings at 12, I would draft Malik Willis. I would. He could start right away for some, back up Matt Ryan for a year. Between the size, the character, the podium. I'll give you an example that's something that's really helping him, and we all know timing matters in life. And I think this matters, and I don't think I'm overstating it. Even pro player coaches like Mike Tomlin, they're watching this Aaron Rodgers drama. They're watching this Kyler Murray drama, and they got no interest in this. I talked to an executive 3 nights ago. He said, I don't want either of those guys. I don't want to deal with that. I talked to a former NFL quarterback who's in Scottsdale this week working with kids. He says, Colin, you can't find anybody down here with a good word to say about Kyler Murray. It's drama everywhere. Aaron Rodgers, drama everywhere. You'll tolerate a 6 or 7 as a talent, but character matters. You got to work with people. Mike Tomlin is as pro player, almost to a fault in my opinion, as pro player as any coach in the NFL. I mean, Tomlin looks and talks like a player. He and Mike Vrabel. Remember last year when a wide receiver suggested the Steelers would be better if they had more music at practice. And Mike Tomlin immediately put an end to that suggestion.
Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
It matters. Homeless guy, podium, hardworking, character. I contend right now it's why Dak got the contract. Nobody looks at him and goes, Dan Mullen came on the show, he recruited Dak, and say, we just liked him so much. Just people liked him and performed around him. So the Malik Willis has hit an absolute home run at the combine. Absolute home run. To me, the size, the dynamic, the video, the podium, what Liberty is saying, all right, that's my guy. There's two, that's my guy. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has still not announced his decision for next year, but what he's going to do. He said after their playoff loss, he would decide by the start of free agency. That's March 16th.
Yes.
So it is quickly approaching. And according to Jeff Howe of The Athletic, there is a widespread belief around the league that Rodgers is going to stay in Green Bay for the 2022 season. Even though no one has officially said anything yet.
So that's Jeff Howe at The Athletic break stories. That's journalism.
Well, you like to follow the breadcrumbs of what people do.
Yes.
Away from the fields.
LeBron buying another house in LA, Brady putting his house up for sale, well, Aaron.
So,
re-signing for the golf membership in Green Bay.
Well, they brought Tom Clements out of retirement to join Matt LaFleur as the quarterback's coach.
Breadcrumb.
That is he played a significant role, did Aaron, in bringing back Tom Clements, who was a Packers coach from 2006 to 2016. So that's something. Now, obviously, they're up against the cap. If they do bring him back, it's probably going to be, it's reported to be on a new deal.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very tricky how they manage to fit everyone under the cap that they are severely up against.
By the way, it's the way to do it, to give them a lot of guaranteed money, smaller salary. I'm sure Aaron, you know, they always tell you, if you hit the Powerball, take the big cash up front. Don't spread it out.
Of course you take the lump sum.
Well, and that's not always been my theory, but nonetheless, I have theories.
Yeah, you actually go in the other direction.
Yeah,
on that.
I don't like the stress of having to do all the investments.
But
right.
But what if you don't you know, make it all the way? Then you don't get the money to give to your family and such.
Well, I want it anyway. Forget them.
Well, they did with the lottery with Aaron Rodgers there. That's why they're not interested in trading him. And, you know, we've seen reports throughout the week that there haven't been any trade offers. I think it's just leaning towards he's just staying, and teams know that, and that's why they're not being particularly aggressive about it. Obviously, they're making calls, but making calls is something everyone does. Actually making a trade offer is something different. But it seems like the longer this plays out, the more I feel like if he was going to leave, he was going to do it right away or sooner.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm starting. But if honestly, it flips day to day because nobody knows what he's doing. But clock is ticking, so eventually he's going to have to make a decision. So Odell faces another long road to recovery, tearing his ACL in the Super Bowl. Current timetable for him to return is November, and seems like that might be in LA when that happens. There's reportedly mutual interest between the Rams and Odell to make a deal to keep him with the team. Before the Super Bowl win, Odell said he'd be willing to sacrifice salary to stay with the Rams because he felt like he found a home in LA. He definitely re-emerged in Los Angeles.
Yeah, re-energized his career.
Yes. I think that it was a perfect fit. Even with losing Robert Woods, the volume still didn't fall on him.
Well, and Robert Woods is a great blocker. Robert Woods adds, he's a little Hines Ward, never quite appreciated, whereas OBJ is more of a playmaker.
Yeah.
I thought OBJ, I talked to two executives when the Rams got him, and both said the same thing. He doesn't separate. Well, he separated, it seemed open to me a lot. So I honestly thought in the Super Bowl, what's really impressive about the Rams' win is Bengals were having a hard time with OBJ. Like, he was a bad matchup for them. I think if he plays and doesn't get hurt, that game's not nearly as close.
Yeah, no, it was a huge loss for them.
So that's an impact player.
Yeah, I would like to see Odell stay with the Rams. I think it's a good fit, especially if he's willing to be flexible on the money, which at this point in your career, the role that you play with the team and injury history, that seems fair. You don't want to constantly be moving around. He just had a baby.
Life-wise,
it makes more sense to stay in LA if they can make it work. And I think it'd be good for LA. Again, you're deep at that position. Why not have an Odell who's already in the system, who you've seen can contribute at the highest level?
I could be wrong on this, but I think he would be available next year in the playoffs. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, he'd be back in November.
Okay, yeah. Isn't that nice? Like the Percy Harvin thing with the Seahawks. Remember when the Seahawks brought in Percy Harvin and he wasn't available till the playoffs? It's like, you don't have any tape. And all of a sudden, Percy Harvin's another weapon for Russell Wilson.
You get a fresh set of legs.
Fresh set of legs, November 15th. It's like, boom.
And he doesn't have to be the volume guy. Like, we were just talking about fit to begin the show. Yeah. Fit matters. And at different points in your career, you're going to play different roles as a player. And the role was perfect for Los Angeles, and it worked out. So I hope they bring him back. I think it's a good fit. Well, we didn't talk much about this because, you know, they lost. But Bengals rookie kicker Evan McPherson was caught on camera out on the field during the Super Bowl halftime show.
He's having a good time there.
Enjoying himself, yeah. Instead of heading to the locker room with his teammates, he was on the bench watching the performance, and apparently the team was not too happy about it. I was actually quite surprised to the reaction. Now, social media's reaction to this is obviously going to be different than your employer's reaction to things a lot of times.
But I will say this, it's not great.
I didn't think it was great. I mean, I know like people think this is funny, but my initial thought was, why? What is he doing? Like, what are you doing? It's a Super Bowl. You're not a spectator.
Right. And also, team is very powerful. It's a very powerful thing. And it doesn't matter if it's fun or not. Everybody thought this was a riot on social media, proving once again, social media can't be trusted. Like, I understand people not loving that. I know he's a kicker.
I'm not a get off my lawn guy, but it's the Super Bowl. You probably need to be in
the
locker room. This halftime show is not for you, guy.
Also,
it's for the fans.
Also, what if they want to do an onside kick? I mean, like, what if they came in and said, listen, our first chance for kick is an onside kick? Or they was going to fake, they install a fake kick. They're like, you know what we practiced all week? Our second possession, we're going to fake a field goal for inside the 40s. I mean, stuff like that happens at halftime.
Yeah, and he, you know, he had a great season, obviously, so maybe he felt like he was entitled to this. But when asked about it, Bengals special teams coordinator Darren Simmons said that's a sore subject.
Okay.
That's a real sore subject.
And if I would have brought that up at halftime on social media, total pushback.
Right.
No, the players didn't like it. So
why
don't,
would you like it?
Well, but
the
again,
the halftime show is not for you guys. The game is for you.
Did you see when Biden did State of the Union, everybody on social media, oh, it's terrible. 78% of Americans approved.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody approved on social media. So, like, don't listen to it.
Yeah. Also, your employer might feel differently than the rest of social media about what it is you're doing.
Right, right.
You know, he had 28 of 33 field goal attempts and 46 of 48 extra point attempts during the 2021 season. He had a great season. But, you know, this is kind of a rookie move. He is a rookie. I don't know. I didn't like it when I saw it. But again, what am I going to do? I'm going to push back on everybody having a good time on social media. No. I looked at it. It was like, yeah, that's probably not going to play well. That's not going to end well, that situation.
Yep. Enjoy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Is Albert ready or 40? I'm going to throw this at you. So I saw this yesterday. Ja Morant, I watched the first half of the Celtics and the Memphis Grizzlies last night as I was, working out, pumping iron and stuff. And I watched the first half. The Celtics did a very good job. He had a remarkable left-handed dunk. He's a highlight waiting to happen. And it's interesting because we're seeing a lot of discussions now that he's going to be the face of the league. It's a big difference between being exciting, dynamic, and fun and being the face of the league. So you first of all, you have to want to be the face of the league. Some guys don't. Some guys lean into that. Some guys don't want to be the face of the league. They're just not into it. But here's the other thing. I don't like the NBA needing a face of the league. The NFL doesn't have one. I don't like any business being beholden. I own a business. I don't want to be beholden to one employee. That's not how you run a business. That's not the principles of business is depth and having multiple great employees. I think you get into big trouble if you have a face of the league and you can't replace it once it retires. And there's never been, this is another thing. People talk about the face of the league. Oh, face of the league. Do you know how few faces of the league the NBA's had? I mean, Tom Brady was never the face of the league. He was just winning the most stuff. There's an argument to be made. Peyton Manning was more popular and Favre was more popular during Brady's run. So I'll tell you, the faces of Michael Jordan was the biggest face of the league. There was no question. When he left, they lost 50% of their ratings. The next biggest face of the league was Magic and Bird combined for about 12 years. They just kept going back and forth. You had one with the Lakers, one with the Celtics. The league before Magic and Bird got there, not that it needed to be saved, but it was dysfunctional. There was seven or eight like ugly franchises. So it's Jordan, Magic, and Bird. I would say third is LeBron for a long time. And LeBron never gets in trouble. He's a good face of the league. He may bother you politically sometimes, but he's been a great face of the league. And then I do think Shaq. I never think Kobe was the face of the league or Duncan. Shaq, when he got three finals MVPs, was so playful, was so big, was so physically unique. I mean, there's only a player in the league that's ever even looked like Shaq in terms of dominance is Wilt. I mean, just you couldn't stop him. He was passing, he was dunking, he was running the floor. So Shaq, for about 4 years, was the face of the league. Maybe longer, a little Orlando, then Lakers, and that's it. Dr. J was great, wasn't the face of the league. Steph, maybe if he makes another run and wins the finals this year, I don't see Steph as face of the league, although he'd be a great face because he's incredibly likable. But, and maybe again, if he knocks off Phoenix, knocks off Milwaukee, and he's just scoring, 45 points in playoff games, maybe I'm wrong. Kevin Durant, too quirky to be face of the league. He's not. Harden, again, brilliant. Not really face of the league guy. James doesn't want that. He wants to play ball. He don't want that. Giannis, like last year, they're putting the first round of the playoff series for Giannis on the NBA TV. He doesn't move the needle, though I like him. Luka, Mavs don't win enough games. He could do it, but you got to win more games. Dallas does not win enough playoff series, right? So The league doesn't need a face of the league. I don't think it should have a face of the league. There's a big difference between being exciting and face of the league. If Memphis, you become face of the league, it's like March Madness. You got to win in March in college basketball. We're not rushing the rest of it. You got to have multiple long playoff runs. Now Memphis could certainly do it. But I think we overstate the need for it. I don't think the NBA needs it. I think there's been way fewer than you think. I think most kids, they don't want to be it. I mean, James Harden's like, I want to do my thing. I want a ball, go home. Kevin Durant didn't want to be the face of the league. He makes fun of the media. He's poking back at power. He's not into that stuff. So, again, you're thinking this is an anti-Ja opinion. No, it's not. But we don't know that he wants it. I don't think the league needs it. I think the league's better off without it. I think it got in trouble. Now, Jordan was so popular, it was almost silly not leaning into Michael. He was the best looking, the most glamorous, the best player. The whole dynasty, Chicago's a big market. I mean, at that time, you had Siskel and Ebert. You had Oprah. I mean, Chicago had some of the biggest stars in, and then you had Michael. You had the Bulls. 95, you had the Bears. Like, Chicago just had all these gigantic, you know, like, domestically iconic personalities. But I don't think the league's better with. I don't think it works. Forget, I'm not even banging on Memphis. You could have the face of the league. I mean, if Durant would have stayed in Oklahoma City and won 9 titles, he'd be the face of the league if he wanted to. But I think it's always been overstated, the league's need of it and how many guys have actually been it. Albert Breer, Combine, more stuff coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It is great to have you in. It's the Combine. I don't watch as much Combine as I used to, mostly because I watched a ton of NBA last night. As I said earlier, as I was doing curls, like 35-pound curls. Anyway, Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, Monday Morning Quarterback, is joining us from the Combine, by the way. You know, yesterday it's everybody's running 4.3, 4.2, and then Malik Willis looked good. By the way, let's just do something to start off with the Combine. What are you hearing on Malik Willis? Because I thought between the homeless video, the podium stuff, his sheer size, I was like, yeah, those bodies don't exist on the market currently. What are you hearing about him?
I think he's helped himself as much as any quarterback here to this point. And look, there's still a long way to go, but you know, all the quarterbacks came out of the Senior Bowl, I think, with some skepticism. You know, I think each one of them, there were questions about where they are and how they're going to project to the league. And I think we knew all along there'd at least be one or two first-round quarterbacks. That's just the way that it works. I think Malik Willis has put himself in a position to go in the first round now with the way he looks physically, with the way he threw the ball during drills. And he has an interview. Like, it's not like he's been off the charts from an interview standpoint, but he's plenty smart. You know, like, he can explain the offense he ran at Liberty. He can explain the offense he ran at Auburn. He may not be ready to run a pro-style offense. So you're going to need to do some of the things that, say, the Eagles have done for Jalen Hurts early in his career. But he did show the capacity to learn. And that's such an important part of the equation with a quarterback like this who's coming out of a simplistic offense like Malik Willis is. So I think Malik Willis has had a really, really, really nice three or four days here and sets himself up, you know, his pro days in a few weeks to go somewhere in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, listen, his arm strength is pretty clear there. He's pushing that ball. is he does not have an average arm. That is what they call a plus arm. All right, so we all talk about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to try to get into his head. But let me ask you, if championships are the key, should he remain in Green Bay?
Yeah, he should. And I felt this way all along. Like, I thought last year, you know, maybe he didn't have quite the appreciation he should for the team that he's on. And, you know, if you look at that roster, how many guys calling on that roster right in the prime of their careers, like in position to compete and win championships right now? Bakhtiari at left tackle, Aaron Jones at tailback, Davante Adams, assuming they retain him, at receiver, Za'Darius Smith and Jair Alexander both coming back off of injury. On defense, Rashawn Gary looks like an emerging star. They've just got all of these guys that are either ascending in the middle of the prime of their careers or still kind of holding on, where you look at the team and it's built perfectly for an older quarterback. And if you look at the way that they've restructured contracts over the last few weeks, what are they doing? They're doing exactly what Tampa did around Tom Brady. They're setting it up so they've got a 2 to 3 year window, which is all that Aaron Rodgers asked for a year ago. He wanted them to build on his timeline. And that's what they're doing right now with the core that's there. So if the goal is to win championships, I think Green Bay is the best place. Here's the other part that I don't know enough people are paying attention to. Relationships are really important to Aaron Rodgers. And the relationships he had in that locker room last year were as good as any he's had over the course of his career. And I think that that counts too. And so now it's on Green Bay to maintain the roster as best they can and keep those guys that he had relationships with, guys like Davante Adams, maybe even Randall Cobb on board.
Let me throw this out there. The Kyler Murray situation is he's an interesting personality. So there are some guys that aren't paid yet. Like Dak Prescott forever wasn't paid. I never thought for 1 second. Dak's going to hold out. It's just not his personality. He never gave me any inkling that was his personality. Kyler Murray's a baseball guy, quirky personality. Team, nobody's jumped to support him in the last week. Like, I look at that and I think, oh, that guy could hold out. Like, he's giving me signs. Like, he doesn't have, he's not part of some big collaborative effort. Is Arizona in more trouble than we think? Is this thing a hotter issue than we think?
Oh, I think it's, I mean, I think it's going to watch over the next month. You know, a lot of people, fair or not, have sort of viewed Kyler Murray as a different type of personality as a quarterback. Where a lot of times the quarterback's the galvanizing personality. Kyler's a little bit more of an independent contractor. You even go back to, you know, in college, like he wasn't there, you know, in spring practice a lot of those years because he was playing baseball. And I think, you know, a lot of NFL teams, again, fair or not, have sort of looked at him as having the mentality of a baseball player, a little bit more individualistic. So he is capable, I think, of holding out. And my guess, Colin, is that they're going to push the issue over the next 4 to 6 weeks leading up to the draft. The reason why, to me, is if he were to ask for a trade, if he were to push his way out, I think he'd want to do it before then, because after you get past the draft, teams have their quarterback position set, and there wouldn't be as many options out there for him. And I think the timeline's a huge part of this. When they went to the Cardinals looking for a contract, basically the response they got, we're kicking the can down the road, and we're going to take care of you, and we love you, but we're going to take care of you in the summer. And I think for Kyler Murray, looking at that, it's, well, what happens if we get to the summer and now I'm in training camp and it doesn't work out and we're not able to find middle ground, and now I'm going into year four without a contract? I don't know what the future is going to hold beyond that. His college teammate, Baker Mayfield, was asked to wait a year ago. How'd that work out for Baker Mayfield? I think that's what he's afraid of happening. So I think that's why he wants this resolved before the draft, because if there were a time for him to ask for a trade, it'd probably have to be between now and then.
Cowboys are likely to move off Amari Cooper. I don't love it. C.D. Lamb had a catch, one against the Niners, had a case of the drops. Michael Gallup off ACL. Dak Prescott's numbers are stark with Amari and without. He's a different quarterback. I don't love it. What is it telling me?
I mean, it's telling you that the Cowboys have some cap issues to work through. And, you know, they've drafted really well, and this is sort of a high-class problem, but there are lots of players on their roster that they've had to pay, and there are guys they're going to have to budget for going forward. I mean, how much is Micah Parsons going to cost? Dalton Schultz, who's, you know, an emerging young tight end for them, he, you know, probably gets the franchise tag between now and Tuesday. Their offensive line is going to need to be turned over. Ezekiel Elliott, you know, his money's guaranteed, so you're sort of stuck with him. They don't have a whole lot of options when it comes to finding financial wiggle room. And, you know, I think their feeling is we have a legitimate number one receiver in CeeDee Lamb, and maybe this is a position where he can get away with a little less. Now, you look at the teams in the Super Bowl, Colin, right? Cincinnati's a loaded receiver. The Rams are a loaded receiver. They used to be able to win with less at that position. Maybe that's not the case as much anymore. And so I think that's where it's fair to ask the question of the Cowboys. But I do think a huge piece of this is just the financial reality of where they are.
Yeah. I'd move off Zeke before I would Amari. That's, maybe that's me. But
well, the problem with that is the guaranteed money, though. Like, they're going to have to – they owe him about $15 million next year regardless. So they're sort of stuck with him.
Yeah. All right, Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Good seeing you in Indianapolis in a fairly drab hotel room, but you look fantastic. There you go.
You like the artwork?
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Colin.
All right, so it tells you probably, my guess is, that they're going to sign Michael Gallup. That's what it tells me. Who, again, OBJ's off an ACL, Rams are taking him back, but I don't know. I like Michael Gallup, I like Amari Cooper more. We put up those numbers, Dak with Amari and Dak without, it's a different player. So, and I know, like, you know, generally quarterbacks make wide receivers, but when you're, you know, some quarterbacks, Julio Jones made Matt Ryan better. You do get occasional receivers that elevate the quarterback. I don't think there's any question Julio Jones elevated Matt more than Matt elevated Julio. And it's not that Matt didn't, but like Julio took Matt and that coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, like they took Matt, who's here, there. And I think Amari's really important. Plus, he's a grown-up. He's a great route runner. He adds a lot beyond just, you know, catches the ball. All right, we got good stuff today. We got a lot of stuff. It's amazing how many stories are breaking. Faherty's got good news. Best-selling Legend sweater shirt back in stock. 20% off. Got to go to FahertyBrand.com/herd. The code is HERD20. Rajah Bell talking Suns. Boy, I'm telling you, man, they are as good as the Suns are without Chris Paul. They're just 3.5 minutes left. It's not the same team. The offense is not as slick. So Rajah Bell's coming up next. And some thoughts, four reasons why I do think Aaron's coming back. And that's the story now. He looks like he's coming back to Green Bay.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.